Episode 2567, Great Things Take Time.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How are you doing this week? Hopefully, you're staying warm, number one, and you're taking care of yourself, because you know what it is? It's all about healthy living. But great things take time. You can't rush it. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Don't worry if you're not where you want to be yet. Great things take time. Do today what will impact tomorrow. You are made for more. So let's be real honest, because sometimes it's easy to be one or the other, but both, that takes some gumption. You know that real and honest thing? Yeah, you want to be one or the other, but not so much. Anything with the body is not something that can happen overnight. Even when I was much, much younger, getting ready for the stage still took 2 weeks at least. Now I think I'm up to 2 years or two decades, but that's what age does to you. However, the pie is still sweet. You just have to eat it a little differently. So instead of trying to do everything all at once, which you and I are both guilty of, make your patience with yourself a priority and then lean into what you want to accomplish over time, because great things take time. And the time that you are considering does not have to be so quick and magical. Start thinking a little more systematical. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Think more systematically. Now, before we go too much further, I want you to think about this for a moment. We like to rush things. Your schedule is rushed all the time. We thought the hustle and bustle was only for the holidays, the Christmas season. Oh, no, it's not. It's called life. But does it have to be? No, it doesn't. You are choosing to live in this hustling and bustling world all the time. You are choosing to say, oh, man, I'm so busy. You need to take a load off your shoulders. You need to take a load off your heart. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, your heart has to work harder. And I know we don't sit here and talk much about our health, but by golly, this pandemic, COVID, it's a real thing when it comes to it is beating us down. And for some, they've got it worse. But wherever you fall in the category, remember your health journey is unique to you. And you've got to look at your season of life, what your needs are for your season of life, where you are right now, and how you want to change what you are currently doing. So what does it look like to think more systematically when it comes to healthy living? Well, I've got three areas I want you to consider. Number one, you have to divide your days into sections, like morning, afternoon, evening. This allows you to set priorities for each area of your day. However, your sections can be whatever works for you. And you might have some sections on some days with a couple of other things on other days. It's going to look different. For example, maybe on Sundays, it's going to be kind of your cheat day. You're going to have a cheat meal. So really, you're like, that's going to happen in the afternoon. That's going to be my lunch into dinner time. Maybe we really don't have three meals a day, or I eat a little bit differently then. So I'm not going to look at that. I'm only going to have like two portions of my day there. I'm going to have like the morning into early afternoon, and I'm going to have all the evening. And the evening may start from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock for you, and that's it. Okay. And then maybe on Wednesdays, you have church and you're like, oh, we got to eat so much earlier. Where maybe on all the other days, you're eating at 7 o'clock versus eating at 5:30. So you can divide your days into sections. And what I mean by sections is you portion them off. If you are staying at home, you take the kids into school, take them to activities, right? You've got these sections of life as to how it's grouped on your calendar. And so if you're always eating on the run, do you think that's really good for your body? Now, if that's the only option you have, then you've got to prepare accordingly. Right? Because that's the season of life that you're in. When I think about a new mom with a new baby. Oh my gosh, going back, I remember when I had just one. And then we had one plus two. And I was like, oh my goodness. And it just kept growing and growing. And at one point we had, you know, from age eight on down, we had five. It was crazy. There were days that I wouldn't eat anything till 10 o'clock at night. No wonder my body didn't know what to do. I starved it all day and came home. And all of a sudden, when the kids were finally in bed, I was like, finally, I get to eat something. And what would I eat? Something that was easy, that I could grab. Probably wasn't the best all the time. Now, I did snack throughout the day, but it wasn't a real good, healthy meal. And so that really screwed up my body. But my body would compensate for it, right? And that's the issue here. We have got to make changes in our life in all areas. And who thought that a calendar could affect our body? It does. So first, look at dividing your days into sections. Look at how your life is structured, your daily life. What does it look like for Mondays? Maybe it's different on Tuesdays. If you're a teacher, Monday through Friday is going to look different than Saturday and Sunday. And guess what? That's okay, because your schedule is dictated by a bell. And so you have to adjust your schedule accordingly. You may be eating earlier or eating later. Maybe your intermittent fasting is different Monday through Friday versus Saturday and Sunday. Is there anything wrong with that? No, it keeps your body guessing. But you have to do what's right for you. That's why all of this is unique to you. I can't sit here and give you the map. I can help you. Just reach out to me. And yes, we can plan it all. But I'm giving you ways that you can do it yourself if you so choose. So number one, divide your days into sections. Number two, prioritize the one thing per section. Don't rush what needs time to settle. You have to get your groove on. Once you have established that, then you could add a different one thing. Now, that one thing can be the same thing for every section. Maybe it's drinking more water. Maybe it's moving more. You know, if you're one who is at the office and you're sitting majority of the time, then maybe you need to set your timer and every 45 minutes you're up and you're going to walk around for 5 minutes. You're going to make an excuse to go to the bathroom. Why? To make yourself walk. You're going to take the stairs, not the elevator. You're going to go outside and take a brisk walk. If you are going back to school, let's say, and you're on campus, it's hard when you're sitting in the classrooms all the time. Get your bottom up and walk. In between, even if it's only for a couple minutes, hustle yourself outside. Even if it's chilly, put your coat on. That fresh air will do your body good. But you have to prioritize the one thing per section. And if you have to overlap them and, you know, in the morning it looks differently than the afternoon, that's fine. That allows you to work on two or three different things. But if it's all the same, that's okay too. Remember, it's what works for you. This is your life, unique to you, what your body needs. You can't look over on your neighbor's, you know, paper and cheat. It's not going to work that way because their body is totally different. You got to create your own. So divide your days into sections, prioritize the one thing per section. And finally, number three, document what you do. This is the only way you can see what is happening in real time. And I notice here, I'm using the word document, not journal. Journal, that's a word I like, but it is overused. And it's kind of that buzzword. You say journal and either you're like, yeah, I love it. Or you're like, oh, and you cringe. That's why you're going to document. Why? Because remember the real and honest part? Yeah, you have to maintain this trust with yourself. This is what you are resetting in real life. You have to trust yourself to follow through with what you set out to do. That's why you document. It's accountability. Now, I know for me in my healthy journey right now, I'm doing a few things differently. I have since entered into postmenopause after going through the quote-unquote change of life in a year's time, and there was a lot of changes. And there were times I was like, oh, come on. Can we not be done with this already? I mean, it's been a crazy ride. But one thing I've learned is that I must be patient. I need to give my body time to respond to the changes being made, whether internally or externally, naturally or unnaturally. I've got to give my body time. And it's so hard to do because we are so programmed that I'm going to go through the drive-thru and I get exactly what I want in 2.5 minutes and not a second later. But that's not real life. That's not how God created our bodies. It takes time. And you've got to take care of your body if you want to live a vibrant life longer and that quality of life is better. Because we are living longer. But quality over quantity, which would you rather have? Well, I would really rather have both, right? Quality and quantity. But you have to be willing to do what? Put in the time. You have to go through the motions systematically and give yourself the time to get done what needs to happen. Rushing makes room for errors. If you keep living this hurried lifestyle in your health journey, you're going to miss something. You're going to make mistakes. Yours and my body deserve the time and space to accomplish the goals at hand. So drop your frustration. Leave the what ifs at the door and concentrate on the one thing. What's next for your healthy body? Great things take time. And that's one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.